Stop 14, Cosmet Retreat. When approaching this house by the street that ends the hill, it cannot be seen. The same path is extended and becomes the roof of the house, as if the house wanted to go unnoticed, not altering the environment. It blends with the floor and the hill behind. The access is not identified. You had to find your way to enter. From the main side, this is a very long, heavy facade with no openings, built with adobe bricks, supporting the structure of forces with no need of columns. Due to its organization, three facades were distinguished. One has a plaster finish, while the other two seem to have been built in different moments due to the different size of the stones and the surface finish. Moreover, one of the sections has a looping roof, whereas the other two roofs are flat. There is a solid facade that intends to match the clay hill behind. This side is prevalent, seen as if it understands the features of the place. It is a long facade, flat like the floor where it rests. Its axis diverted to the right indicates it does not want to be the most important thing, and opposite this entrance, some trees emerge from the center of the house, suggesting that the house may have a yard. In the central yard, the trees are protagonists of a protected space, the space inhabited. Here, the presence of another builder appears, another presence interpreting the environment, another attitude towards it. An outstanding architecture that pretends to follow classical models with columns based on capitals frames the entrance. The entrance is thus defined, symmetrical and hierarchical, with ornamentation in the middle of the facade. This house is depicted in the shape of an L. It could have been not one, but three houses as different as its facades are. A house that encloses and protects the sparse vegetation in the area and was once the village primary, the first political unit, the residence of the first police officers, and a warehouse. The question is where each of us would like to live.